Butler.
Hello, you're listening to CJLO News.
Is it what?
She has not been to any debate.
No, booing and jeering at the Meet the Candidates event in NDG for the federal election. At the absence of sitting MP Anna Ganey.
I can vote for her, the way she speaks.
I want that here. Decision.
This is not right.
The Meet the Candidates event is hosted by the NDG Community Council every Canadian federal election. It's a chance for community members to get to know the platforms of the candidates running in the riding for a seat in the House of Commons. Malcolm Lewis Richmond from the NDP, Marc Perez from the People's Party, Félix Antoine Brault from the Bloc Québécois, Arnold Downey from the Green Party, and independent Alex Trainman Montagano attended the event to answer community questions. Conservative candidate Neil Drabkin was absent, and most notably, sitting MP and Liberal candidate Anna Ganey was not in attendance. Ganey had sent two pre-recorded answers on housing and immigration to the event, which were played on a screen. Multiple members of the audience booed, walked out, and turned their backs.
$3 trillion in debt. No, but how the government create the debt? Why are the houses going to come?
Excuse me, we cannot have a debate.
Anna Ganey has canceled multiple public appearances in the riding, including her own campaign launch in March. The day after the NDG candidates meeting, Ganey was scheduled to appear at a meet and greet in the Montreal West Library, but canceled the moment it was scheduled to start.
I am so sorry. I'm shocked as much as you are.
Here's the organizer of that event, librarian Deborah Marcoglese.
I really wanted to know a little bit about her, like personally, so I had a bunch of silly questions to ask that I'm asking all the candidates. The second thing I was very interested in knowing is, what does she know about Montreal West? Like, what are the big issues that, like, federally are concerning Montreal West?
Ganey had walked into the library and turned around and walked right out before calling in to cancel. There was a group of community members from the riding representing the group Vote for Palestine there. They were hoping to talk to Ganey about their platform this election. One of their members, Samer Alkdor, says she believes Ganey left because she saw them and did not want to face the questions they had about Ganey's positions on Israel-Palestine.
We're here today to talk to her and just like any other citizen in this country. And I heard that she canceled because she doesn't feel safe. I don't know why. Just seeing the keffiyehs maybe is scary for her.
What were you hoping to ask her if she came in and sat down? What would you have said to Anna?
Like at least to endorse the Palestine platform and to see her stand on Palestine since she's running for the elections right now. So this is like a really important for issue since I'm Palestinian. I have family in Gaza. So we need to know about the people that we're going to elect if they're going to do anything in regards to Palestine.
NDG Westmount is projected to go liberal and is considered a liberal stronghold riding. Matthew Taylor is a doctoral candidate at the University of Montreal who studies party politics in Canada. He has a theory for why Ganey is not making many public appearances.
This is a riding that basically the Liberals need to be having a catastrophically bad election for them not to be winning. And for a candidate, that's going to create a lot of incentives to just not bother showing up in events. The worst you can do is actually hurt your campaign and yourself and your own standing by doing that, which, you know, I would say is a democratically problematic dynamic, but it is a dynamic nonetheless.
I'm standing out here in front of Anna Ganey's constituency office here in Westmount. Ganey has consistently denied an interview request with CJLO News for unspecified reasons. No one has spoken with me. I've knocked on the doors and I've been ignored by the people within the office. This is not for trying. We've attempted multiple times to phone Ganey's constituency office and her parliamentary office.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
Hello, everybody. Happy Sunday. Happy Easter to those who celebrate. It's a beautiful day today, and I feel like it really is spring / summer, finally. I saw kids playing outside today. The sun is out. Yesterday was 20 degrees, so things are looking up. And today, in fitting with the theme of a sunny day, we are going to be exploring the genre of high life. So high life is a genre of West African music that emerged in the late 19th century, primarily in Ghana and later spread to Nigeria. It was originally associated with the elite and urban centers, evolving out of a fusion of local Akan rhythms, colonial military brass bands, and Western musical styles like European ballroom music and jazz. The genre also influences from traditional Ghanaian music styles like Akan and Palongo. Sorry if I didn't pronounce that correctly. So the genre took root during the colonial era when European military and brass bands were introduced to Ghana, which was then called the Gold Coast. Local musicians began to integrate these foreign musical influences with their own African sounds, and this blend formed the backbone of what is now known as high life, that is characterized by horns, guitars, drums, and African rhythms. So the term high life was actually coined in the mid-1920s by lower-income people who couldn't afford to enter the fancy clubs where this music was being played but could hear it from outside. So they used to refer to it as high life because it was associated with the luxurious lifestyle of the wealthy. But today it is much more accessible to everybody. As I said before, it's characterized by brass instruments like trumpets, saxophones. There's a rhythm section, drums, percussion, string section like guitars and bass. And the vocal style is distinguished by smooth lyrical delivery and inclusion of African harmonies and rhythms. So to explore high life today, we're actually going to be listening to two Nigerian groups, The Cavemen and Umu Obilogbo. Again, I am so sorry if my pronunciation is not perfect. The Cavemen is more contemporary, more modern, and Umu Obilogbo is more of the original high life sound. So it's a little bit of a contrast, but I think a good one. And I hope you guys enjoy this episode.
Even full of no two, I'm all I'm okay, I got to roll too. Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
Push that button.
How about this one?
Say something quick. The security guard coming.
What?
Say something quick.
Say what?
The Caribbean Callaloo, the 2-time award-winning show on CJLO. 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 2 p.m. till 4 p.m. 514-848-7471.
Who's that girl, boy?
You can't talk, but you can see her.
CJLO. Okay, that was Chisom by Umu Obilibo and Stranger by The Caveman. So hopefully you guys have a good idea of what Nigerian high life sounds like now. The instruments, the vocals, and quite perfect for this day if you don't mind me saying so. We are going to continue. Up next, we have Ikorobia by Umu Obilibo and Only You by The Cavemen.
Oh,
Okay, that was Ikorobia by Umu Obilupo and Only You by The Caveman. So something a little bit different there with The Caveman. And hopefully you guys see what I mean now when I say that they are a more contemporary take on Nigerian high life. Next up, we are going to have Sokoto by Umu Obilupo and Bisak Day and Me, You, I by The Caveman from their album Roots, which is my favorite The Caveman album. So if you like what you hear, you should definitely go check it out. Mm-hmm.
me de mwa munya mi o. Eh ade was a bibi kumba ma.
Bibi kumba ma.
Something masculine man. Naza bibi anka mi awa ba de bekumi. Emma yu ya de bekumi. O bekumi. O bekumi. Linya mundi meni. Yanji yani nkwala yi bekumi o. Ojo mi sika dang my mene wangodi. Uwe go chop my money on by.
I see some guys in Sudan, I see I like one,
Okay, that was Sokoto by Umo Obilogbo and Bisakide, and Me, You, I by The Cavemen. A bit more calm, a bit more chill, more romantic. But now we are going to pick the vibe back up again, and we are going to listen to Uto Uwa by Umo Obilogbo and Udo by The Cavemen.
So shine on the beat, you. If I do want to see a twiggle, you need a ego. You sing a dance as a song. I need a
Okay, that was Utu'ua by Umu Obilipo and Udo by The Caveman, another beautiful song. And next up, we are going to have a feature round. So this is where I play the artist on a song that they're featuring or have another feature that really elevates the music. So for Umu Obilipo, I am going to play Owoni Koko. And that's a feature that they did with Larry Gaga, another Nigerian artist. And for The Caveman, we are going to be listening to Addicted, which they are featured on. And it's originally a CK song, who is another Nigerian Afrobeats artist. So I hope you guys enjoy this.
Gaga music.
Larry Gaga wanna, eh. Larry Gaga wanna, eh. Kwasi kwana nina adunisigo, makana nina atumdego. Then they see we the fresh, but they no no say no abujugo. Then they see we the chai, fachajo banajojo, makana nima na hakeme. Ogo ni gogo, if I tell you say it is in a wayo, ololo imamu, ololo.
Felix Oba, At Cinema Public, we offer a theatrical program made up of local films and international new releases, classics and little-known nuggets, as well as short films and family screenings. Our tickets are among the cheapest in Montreal, $10 for a regular entry, or $8 for students, children, and seniors. We also offer 6-ticket movie cards for even more savings. Come see us at Casa d'Italia, just across from Jean Talon Metro, and visit cinemapublic.ca to discover our programming. Le Cinema Public for a lively cinema.
Tune in to the Anatomy of Creepy Music right here on CJLO 1690 AM every Saturday from noon until 2 p.m., where we examine the origins and the evolution of music from the Caribbean.
This is
CJLO 1690 AM.
Yeah. Why am I?
Okay, that was Owonikoko by Larikaga and Addicted by CK and the Cavemen. So next up, we are going to have our hit round. This is where I play the artist's most popular song. And so we are going to have Upo Amala by Umu Obilipo and Adugo by the Cavemen. Adugo is my absolute favorite song of all time, guys, and I think I say this maybe every episode, I'm sure, but Adugo is something serious. I even written poems about this song, that how much it means to me. So I hope you guys enjoy this, and right after that we will get into our spotlight of the week.
Yeah.
Adugo by The Cavemen and Ubo Amala by Umu Obilogpo, and I hope you guys have enjoyed listening to some High Life sounds today. Hope you have a wonderful rest of your afternoon. To close out the show, we are going to be listening to a Montreal-based fusion band called Zanfan Karai, and this is their song, Diman.